The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
E.T., can you say that? Can you say E.T.? E.T.
E.T. E.T., E.T., E.T. Be good.
Be good. I taught him that, too.
Phone.
Phone? He said phone? He said phone?
Can't you understand English? He said phone.
E.T. Home.
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home. He wants to call somebody.
Oh, what a memorable clip from the movie E.T., which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 1982. And that's our theme for Inside Hollywood this week, films that made their debut in Cannes. I'm joined by Dee Reddy, pop culture journalist and podcaster. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. What a lovely start to the morning listening to that clip, right?
Unforgettable film.
It really is. And I think, you know, what really comes across there, because obviously it's mainly the kids that you can hear talking with E.T., it's such an interesting way that Steven Spielberg made that film, was that he filmed it chronologically, which is really, really unusual. And he did that in order to allow the kids to give, kind of to place themselves in the story and give their best performances that they possibly could. But a surprising one, I think, to have premiered at Cannes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I think we think of Cannes as this, you know, very high arts festival, but it is very much an international film festival. And so a lot of Hollywood movies or American movies do, in fact, compete for the Palme d'Or and they premiere there.
Why is Cannes so important?
So Cannes actually started back in 1939 and it was a response to political interference from Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler in the Venice Film Festival. They'd actually vetoed a French war drama, La Grande Illusion, from screening at that festival. And so they did this, and then there was a 7-year break. So it had its second first festival in 1946 and has been going strong ever since.
Let's hear another clip from a movie that debuted at Cannes.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
What an iconic line. I think a lot of times there's people that use that line that don't even know where the reference came from. But that was, of course, the 1979 Apocalypse Now, which did, in fact, win the Palme d'Or when it premiered at the festival. And it's got, I mean, it is an absolute classic. It's got an unbelievable cast with like Marlon Brando, Robert Duvall, Martin Sheen and Dennis Hopper. But even people like Harrison Ford, who was playing a tiny, tiny part in it and wouldn't have been a big star at the time, has gone on from obviously strength to strength since then.
Mm. And it was based on Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. Other movies that premiered there, Moulin Rouge,
yeah, that didn't win any Palme d'Or, but I think it's fair to say that it probably changed how we looked at musicals for a very long
Quentin
time.
Quentin Tarantino did win the Palme d'Or.
Quentin did. This is a funny one to have won, actually, because while it won the Palme d'Or, it was also booed at its premiere because a lot of people didn't like the mix of humour with extreme violence that I think we've all come to know as being very much Quentin Tarantino's oeuvre. But yeah, that debuted in 1994 there and really kind of changed the trajectory of a number of people's careers like Jackson, Thurman, Bruce Willis and even more so John Travolta.
Yeah, I remember Pulp Fiction when it came out first. It was so shocking to people. And yet,
so shocking.
So quickly it became accepted.
Yeah. But I think Tarantino, though, does make, he kind of uses comedy to make really interesting comments about how violence is used on screen.
Now, finally, you want to recommend, I don't have a clip of this, you want to recommend a movie which I have not seen, which dates from 2022.
Yeah, the most recent one. This is actually one of my favourite films of the last few years. It's a satirical black comedy written by Ruben Östlund. It's his first English language film. Stars, if this isn't enough of a recommendation for people, I don't know what is, stars Woody Harrelson as the communist captain of a super yacht that goes down in waters, and so it changes the dynamics between the guests on board and the people working on it, and it's absolutely brilliant. It got an 8-minute standing ovation at Cannes when it debuted there 2 years ago, and it did, of course, win the Palme d'Or as well.
It won the Palme d'Or. Triangle of Sadness, it is
Triangle
called,
of
and
Sadness.
It's one I must catch up on. Dee, thank you very much for joining us. Dee Reddy, pop culture journalist and podcaster.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.